Chicago!
Hilton Chicago in the 2016 Blackhawks Convention here on Blackhawks Radio 720 WGN.
It is the Rogan Show with Anna Duantes live from the Blackhawks Convention at Hilton Chicago. You just heard Mr. Duffy say that for us right then and there. And look who's here with us right now. He is the chairman of our beloved Chicago Blackhawks, Rocky Wirtz. And Rocky, thanks so much for being
thanks,
here.
Rocky.
And
happy to be here with you.
Thank you. We got here like an hour before the show, walking around, and people are camped out in the hallways here throughout the lower concourse here, in less than an hour they're going to be up in the grand ballroom, right, for the big opening ceremonies. Rio's got nothing on what happens here, is my understanding. And I cannot believe people are in line. Mm-hmm. They are waiting. It is just
hundreds of people.
Amazing.
With like backpacks and gear, like they've been there a while.
So they got here at 4 in the morning just to get a spot in the ballroom.
Wow.
And then what you do is people come up, you know, they know the opening ceremonies are at 5, and they see this line, and they say, what's the line for? Because I want to go to the opening ceremony. They said, that is the line for the opening ceremony.
Well, how many people get into the opening ceremony? It's quite a bit, isn't it? It's got to be hundreds, right?
Oh, there are. It's a big ball. I think it's one of the biggest ballrooms in the city.
It is. Yeah. I've been to charity events there with like 1,200 people.
Oh,
1,400
easy,
people.
Easy.
And that's with sitting down with, you know.
Sitting down with tables.
So if you're standing, it's every bit of that.
Thousands upon thousands. And it is amazing because it was winding around and around and around and around. And people are checking into the hotel, that's an amazing thing. You know, you got lines and lines and lines of people because they want to be here for all the days of the ceremony, right?
Well, it is. So for 2.5 days, they can interact with the players and the coaches and management, and it's a nice way to, you know, to give the fans another dimension so they just not see what you see on the ice, but also they realize these are really good bunch of individuals.
And they really do. They get to ask questions of team owners and managers, and they get to meet fans and get autographs. And in this area we are here right now, this is like an interactive zone where you can play some floor hockey, you can shoot the puck, you can pose in front of pictures of your favorite players, and it's really a fun thing.
Well, it's nice. Tomorrow I'm on a panel, and so I have a couple good questions for John McDonough that I have people in the audience.
Question from this gentleman over here in the back.
He's not listening to the radio right now. He doesn't realize he's going to have a couple zingers on him.
Seeded the clouds, have you?
Yeah, absolutely. Just get him going.
Richard Roper is here.
Love that.
Yeah, so good to see you as always, Rocky. And, of course, you know, there was a time when the Blackhawks convention meant six drunk guys at the Palmer House saying, how did you let Bobby Hull go to the WHA? You're crazy. I mean, there wasn't even a Blackhawks convention per se. And it's wonderful to see the support and the enthusiasm. And, you know, we've talked over the years about the Blackhawks, and the one true MVP of the Blackhawks is Rocky Wirtz, because that's why this team has gotten to the place they've gotten to and continues to maintain that level of excellence.
Thank you. I'm not sure about that, but I can tell you these players have realized how important the fans are and realized that they're the one ultimately that signed their paycheck. And they have to give something back both to the fans and to the community, and they do that every day without us even asking them.
It comes from the top, though. You can tell the way this team acts. It's just, it's amazing.
Well, thank you.
Rocky, when you look at this run over the past 6-7 years, just great hockey being played, do you have a favorite moment, or do you have the three Stanley Cups, do one of them stick out more than the others?
Well, I'd lie if I say it wasn't 2010, because that was 49 years, so it felt like the monkey was finally off your back. So that was really special, and to be able to win it on the road in Philadelphia. The fans weren't the nicest to the Blackhawks
fans. Let's talk about that. You know, this is just the one moment here, because I know you've told this story before, and I do love this. So you had that crazy moment, right, where Patrick Kane scores the goal. They're not quite sure where the goal was scored, what's going on. And as soon as you realized it was scored, isn't it just time to get wheels up out of Philadelphia in a moment like that? Like run like hell away from those fans?
Get out of there.
Well, the cup and go.
The fans were so bad that what they would do is rock the team bus when we'd leave. And these, my daughter Kendall went outside during the game and had a cigarette, and fans were heckling her, and she just had, I think, a barrette on, something very small. They would wait in the men's room for fans to go in by themselves and then beat them up in the men's room. So it was just, and again, that comes from the top, because there's no excuse for fan behavior like that. And if management allows that, it's going to happen, and certainly doesn't happen in the United Center. And you know, yeah, there's people can come from other teams and you know, root for their team, but you're not going to see that kind of behavior.
No, that's for sure.
There's a lack of intelligence there, too, when you think about it. If you're those Philadelphia fans, you're rocking a bus filled with hockey players. Now, right. If they come off the bus, they literally drop their gloves and will pull your sweaters over your head and pummel you until you're at Philadelphia Mass General. So, I mean, there's not a lot of intelligence involved in that kind of behavior.
There might have been a little drinking going on outside the bus.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like there's no love lost between the two organizations. So there is that. All right. So let's talk a little bit about Las Vegas. Can I ask you about Las Vegas here?
Sure.
And the new franchise? It's very exciting that hockey is spreading.
Well, it is. I think it's going to be terrific. There's about 2 million people in the metro Las Vegas area, many of those are involved with the gaming community. So Sunday and Mondays are generally their nights off, like ours, you know, would be Saturday and Sunday. So they can have games that, on Sunday and Monday, and then they'll fill in another day, and they'll be tied in with WGN. The building's a beautiful building, and Bill Foley's a new owner of that team. And I think it's going to be a very successful franchise, and I think people are surprised, but being the first professional team in that city, and people are looking for things to do. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to surprise people. Now, obviously, they have over 14,000 season tickets sold, and you know, for a number of years, and I think they're going to do
well. What a fun getaway trip that is going to be for Hawks fans. I think for every fan in the NHL, right?
Every team. So that other game during the week, I mean, they'll put packages together, and you'll have, you know, and those will be your Thursday, you know, Wednesday, Thursday games, and that's going to be great, you know. So you'll go for the game Thursday and spend the weekend.
You've seen the growth of hockey here in Chicago under you. And you wonder, what about the growth of hockey beyond the Blackhawks and the entire league? Where do you see it going?
Well, I think what you see is, with television has gotten so much better. The camera angles have gotten better. High def, I think once we get to 4K, I think it's going to be really something. Mm-hmm. I've seen movies on 4K, but I've never seen a hockey game. Mm-hmm. But I've talked to Gary Bettman, who's seen them, demonstrations. He said it's just spectacular. And I see this really growing. I mean, we're going to put a practice facility in near the Malcolm X College. I mean, and, you know, we're going to have two rinks just to be able to promote hockey within the Chicago area. We talk about, you know, outside the area, but just there's so much growth even within our area.
So high school teams can come in and play in those?
Adults leagues, women's league. I mean, you can't get ice time. And then we'll have instruction. Then we'll tie it in with Blackhawk Charities, which will be nice, too, so we can get kids that would never have an opportunity to play. So anyone that we can play, and then we'll tie in fitness and nutrition and have a whole 360 program. So it's not just learning to skate and play hockey, but also what do you do and how do you take care of your body and what do you do, with yourself. Because free time gets kids in trouble, and if we can fill that free time up, I think it's really something special.
Absolutely true.
I love that.
You know, the 4K is amazing. I've seen some movies. I wish they were in no K, because if they'd been blurred, it would have been better, Rocky.
Ghostbusters.
We'll talk about that a little bit later. Rocky, I want to ask you a little bit about the way the league is set up, though, right now, because as you mentioned, there's going to be a lot of questions at the convention, and the financial structure, the way the league is set up right now, necessitates that some popular players simply, you know, going into the season are probably not going to be signing with the club next year, and that's just simply the way the league is set up. And can you talk a little bit about that affects you personally sometimes, because you have to say goodbye to players. It's not because of their performance, it's not because of their character, it's because of the way the league is set up.
Well, it is, but the positive thing about that is the players are 50 partners with the league / ownership, so it behooves all of us to grow this game. And I think as long as the league grows, that player salaries can grow, but it grows commensurate with league revenues, then I think it's fair. And the last collective bargaining, I think the important thing there was what we wanted to do is have all 30 teams at that time be profitable. Mm-hmm. And the way the league set up, the top 10 teams play into a pool. The Hawks are part of that top 10 teams. So we certainly could make more if we didn't have to share that, but you can't play yourself, and I think it's very important to have all 30 teams being successful.
Rocky, hold on 1 second. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come right back. Rocky Wirtz is with us. We're at the Chicago Blackhawks Convention at the Hilton Chicago. Opening ceremony is coming your way in less than 45 minutes now. Very exciting stuff. And when you hear this, it's great in the ballroom, but listen on the radio. It is. Dave Ennett takes you through it. It's a really emotional moment for Chicago's most successful sports franchise of the decade, our beloved Chicago Blackhawks. Right now, Violetta's got the WGN traffic trouble spots.
Chicago Tribune delivers the stories that make the city with more journalists at work than any other local news source. Become a member today, chicagotribune.com.
And listen, after 4:30, your chance to win a pair of passes to ride the Navy Pier Centennial Wheel and celebrate the 100th anniversary of Navy Pier. That's really going to be something. And then a top 5-5 $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet in Broadview. True outlet prices every day. Look who's here with us as we are at the Chicago Blackhawks Convention at the Hilton Chicago in Salon A. They mm-hmm. gave us the first salon. Yes. That's very nice of you. Rocky Wirtz, chairman of the Chicago Blackhawks.
Well, thank you.
And coming up at 5 o'clock also, we have the actual opening ceremonies, which are just something to behold. Mm-hmm. So I'm very excited to be able to bring you that. Let's talk about the 2016-17 campaign here. You know, we've been talking to a number of players and some of the other managers. Obviously, more time off this year than I think Chicago Blackhawks and fans are used to. And a lot of people are saying this is really great, but there seems to be a hunger emerging here.
Well, you know, it's going to be an exciting year. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, we have the NHL draft. We have our 100th anniversary of the league coming up, you know, in June. We have the Frozen Four, which is equivalent of the, you know, in basketball, mm-hmm. you know, the four best teams, you know, in college. And then we also are going to, you know, as we talked about before, we're going to have that practice facility coming on in December of 2017. So all that will be exciting and for so I'm looking forward to it. And then
the Hawks and the Blues are playing outdoors.
And that should be exciting, too.
Oh, yeah.
Have I mentioned to you that I hate the St. Louis Blues?
Yes.
Have I mentioned that to
Not
you?
Not in the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you know, it's nice because since they lost their football team, they have to try to find to do something besides
From Rocky. I love that.
You know, did notice that Rocky's not keeping his powder dry today. He just took out St. Louis and Philadelphia all in this one interview. That's all good. I like
so
this.
So great.
I'm with you on that. That's forget about it. Well, it's interesting, though, in the West, this is a very competitive year. These are great teams. It's going to be very interesting to see, you know, how tough it is, and again, how hot guys like Patrick Kane, who had the most amazing season. You have to be so proud of Patrick Kane, especially in the award season at the mm-hmm. end of the season here. You know, in taking home two trophies. I mean, it's a great testament to what Jonathan Toews, Patrick Kane, and the organization has done here.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's good, and then you see. You know, with Brian Campbell, someone like that, who took a serious pay cut just to be in Chicago to play with the Hawks, it speaks.
Did you buy him dinner that night, by the way? Did you do that?
Who paid
yeah.
for dinner?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, tell you, it says something about, you know, his character and what he thinks about the team.
Yeah.
Right.
He said it's his dream, and he came back here with other offers, as you said, for a lot more money.
For a lot more
says
money.
Says a lot about you guys.
He sent a Wirtz beverage truck to get him, which was a nice tie-in.
He had to do something. My gosh.
He might have needed several trucks.
He wanted to be paid in pennies, which I thought was really kind of odd. But we had him on last week talking mm-hmm. about this. That really is an amazing thing. And it tells you that, and also the young kids who are coming in, too. I think in terms of your recruitment, when you're talking to people who are going to be coming over from Europe or the KHL or whatever it happens to be, I mean, people want to be a Chicago Blackhawk.
Well, that's where Stan Bowman and his crew has really done a terrific job in signing, you know, these free agents and those people he signed, you know, equivalent of a first round draft choice. So I think that you're going to see really special things. So it's not only what you do in the draft, but everything around it and scouting both the younger players and those that have been in the league for a little bit or been in a league. I think it can be really special. So good.
It's also nice too if a player from Finland or a player from the Czech Republic, you know, talks to other players from that country and says, "Listen, here's the great experience I had in Chicago playing for this organization." Mm-hmm. The players' success themselves is a recruiting tool.
Well, the fans have been terrific. The players appreciate that. You're playing in front of 22,000 people all the time. On the road, there's a number of people that are there. Plus, hopefully we treat the players well, and I think that they certainly treat us well, you know, in back. So I think it works, you know, well for everyone.
Now, you mentioned Stan Bowman, the great general manager of this team, and we came up with a slogan. We have some business opportunities for you, Doc. I know that you've had a little trouble in business, so I'm just I thought maybe I'd help you out with some ideas. First of all, we came up with this T-shirt for Stan,
wow.
which we're
very
gonna
good.
Give him on the way. With Stan, we can.
Very nice.
I think that's a very
like
nice.
That
guy
I think you should wear it.
Yes, and we're gonna make him wear it.
We were trying to sell it, but we weren't sure that'd be legal.
And you got a good picture of him too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, not exactly.
very nice. 1978 kind of collar.
It does. Yeah. It looks.
You should definitely autograph it.
Napoleon Dynamite looking.
It's very Napoleon.
Gosh.
Now, do you have him on anytime?
Yeah, we're going to have him on at 5 at 6 o'clock tonight.
Well, he's good. Then he can autograph it then.
Yeah, no, he's going to wear it. No, I'm going to make him wear it.
He's going to be on at 6, and when he sees the shirt, he'll be off at 6:02.
He's going to be like, thanks, guys. I got some things I got to do.
And I got another idea. You know, you have a beverage company. I don't know if people are familiar with the fact here that that you have a beverage company. You just actually had a major merger, and you're now one of the fifth largest in the nation?
Or maybe third.
Third largest in the nation. Nice. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Congratulations.
Just in that fast order. We have an idea. You know that green drink that the players have to drink?
Oh, yeah. That looks like no one in the right mind would want to drink it.
Oh, it looks like terrible. It looks like grass.
Oh, my. It's one of the best tasting, and if you feel great after you drink it. Hmm. And I think it would make a wonderful sort of Bloody Mary mix. And I think we should go into business with that.
Wow. Could you market that, you think, Rocky?
Well, I think we can, but the trouble is you'd have to get through that green drink first, though. Oh,
you're so hard. You're the ruining color. The marketing, Rocky. Right. This is why there's so much trouble.
I think he's telling you. He doesn't want your ideas.
I think the vodka would be on top of that for about a week.
Probably true.
You couldn't mix it with it.
trying to fight its way down through the green.
That's right. God invented mixers.
Unhealthy top, healthy bottom.
Yes, I guess that would be about that. I've dated that. All right, here we go.
That's the injury report from the NHL. Healthy top, healthy bottom. That's what you say.
The great Rocky Wirtz, your chairman of the Chicago Blackhawks. Thank you so much for being with us. Half an hour away from the opening ceremony
of
the Blackhawks convention here at the Hilton Chicago. Back right after this.